Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Okay, let's see. Dice, pencils. I forgot what? We'll talk about that after this. Okay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
I think the worst thing that can happen to a gamer, player, or GM, or actually mostly player, GMs have another way of dealing with this, but mostly, have you ever forgot your character sheet and have no way of getting it or just, you know, getting it, basically? To me, that's the worst thing that can happen to a player. Now, what do we do about that? You know, you're running late, you're at work, you're going to go to a game right afterwards, you didn't bring all your stuff, you don't have time to stop, or you forget to stop at home, you get something to eat and go, oh my goodness, I don't have my character sheet. Well, you might not have your dice either, but that's easily fixable. But no character sheet is a problem. Now, it isn't as much of a problem as it used to be, depending on what role-playing game you're playing. Because if you're playing something like, you know, current edition D&D, you have something like, you know, you can go online, D&D Beyond and things like that. Make a character, store a character. You know what I'm saying? So as long as you have like your phone or a tablet or something, you can tap into that. Which, okay, that's a solution right there. But what if you can't? What if you're playing, say, oh, I don't know, there might be other game systems out there that have that online resource. You know, but say you're playing Call of Cthulhu. Okay, I don't think they have that kind of resource. What do you do? Well, first thing is I would prep. I mean, if you can't, you haven't prepped, just sit down there and think. Sit down and think about this for a minute. What makes up the game? Okay, what is the bare bones minimum? And this is something you gotta talk about with your game master. What is the bare bones minimum you need to run a character in this game? And you find out what the bare bones minimum is in that system, and then you go from there. For instance, to me, bare bones to run D&D, whatever edition it is 6 stats, saving throws, weapons, damage, and possibly spells if you're a spellcaster. Okay. Now, this is something that happened to me not too long ago, like last week. I was at the Monday game, and I had, whenever we level up or I make a mark on my sheet, I have the character sheet on my hard drive, on my computer. And I don't carry my computer around with me, but what I do is I have a form-filled version of that sheet, and I tend to reprint it a lot so I can put in whatever changes I did, especially if I level up. And I printed it out and forgot to put it in my game bag. Okay? And I said as much to the GM, And it's like, okay, let's come up with a solution to this. So I proposed a few things. See, it's also depending on the class, what you're playing, type of character you're playing. What I said was, okay, this is where I fall back on my idea of benchmarks again. And my idea is the average character, Joe Peasant, whatever, has 6 stats, all 10. Okay? To me, that's like the halfway point. It really isn't, but I mean, that's my halfway point right there, 10. So I said to the GM, I said, look, I don't have my character sheet. And I don't have time, the game's going to start in a minute, to go get it because my house is across town. So how about this? I will play my character with 6 stats, and anytime I need to make a stat roll, I will roll a d6, or you could actually roll a d8 on this, but I said I'll roll a d6 and add that to 10. That's going to be my stat for the night, and that's my stat roll. And I'll write it down. Okay, make a con roll. Okay, 10, roll, 14, 4. Okay, 14. I'll write down con 14 on a piece of paper or index card or something. And it's like, okay, he's got that tonight. Saves, you know, second level, you can figure it out. See, he's got the book there. He could probably, but you know, stats are a little bit more amorphous. Saves are different. You know, you've got, see, again, I'm thinking of OSR. But 5th edition is a little different kettle of fish. Trying to figure out what your saves are because they're based on the 6 stats. And, da, 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 da. And you can go from there. Okay, 6 stats, no problem. Oh, you want me to make a save? Okay, if I'm playing an OSR game, okay, we have 5 saves. Fine. Could you look it up for me? I'm a second level mage. Okay, fine. Then I'll write those 5 down. Boom, you got them. Weapon? Okay, fighters. What do fighters usually have? It doesn't matter what fighters usually have. The damage is what's important. The damage is all important because it doesn't matter what they're carrying. You're doing the same amount of damage. If you can remember what your damage was in your I mean, you know, you could have a yo-yo with the same damage as your broadsword. And, you know, it wouldn't matter, you know, that kind of thing. That's something that has to be said for, like, basic D&D when they did, like, all D6s for damage. Another thing you have to think about is what are your hit points? Oh, I can probably average out my hit points. That's no problem. What's your armor class? Do you remember what you wore? I usually remember what my character wears. Okay, I was wearing scale mail. Okay, fine. Your fighter is AC, blah, blah, blah. Do you remember any magical buffs or anything like that? Did he have an enchanted piece of like a breastplate or something? No, he didn't. Okay, fine. Your AC is that tonight. This is all about tonight. Okay, so you're almost there. Okay, what about equipment? I never sweat equipment because a lot of games usually have an equipment pack you can buy. And, you know, secondarily, if you want to worry about money, I don't worry about money in this case, you know. I mean, I write it down when I had the character sheet, but I don't worry about money. And this goes for me being a GM, too. This is the thing I'd work out with a character. And equipment, okay, fine. I would just say it, I have the basics. Rope, tinderbox, iron rations, backpack, a sack, and if I'm playing a mage of my spell book, you know, the basics. I would just have the basics like that, and that would get me by. Now, if you're playing somebody of a magical bent, like a mage, I was playing a gnome illusionist, I will look in the book and come to some consensus with the GM on what spells I would have memorized this time. Okay, you're a second level illusionist. You get X amount of spells. Do you remember? And usually I can remember. I can't remember the numbers on the 6 stats, but I can usually remember what's my highest stat, which in this case was intelligence. Okay, I have like a 16, 17 intelligence. Fine. So I would maybe get a plus on a first level spell or something. But, you know, I can get an array of spells. That's pretty much practical. I keep it basic anyway. You know, offense, defense, movement. That's what I do. Offense, okay, I got a magic missile. We do cantrips. Okay, fine. Firebolt, and that kind of thing. And so I've got a set of spells. I just boom, 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 write it down. Okay, fine. That would take me about 5 minutes to do. And I have my character to play for the night. Now, I don't anticipate my character dying. And if he does in the game, we would have to deal with that. Now, I've got to go into this. You got to go into this with the thought that your character may die. I go into that in my head with my character every single session. I think about it, but that's okay. You're supposed to. So to me, if there was a TPK or I died, it's like, no biggie. You know, I'm going to leave it up to the GM whether you want that to stick or not. Okay. Because I don't have my character sheet and this and that and the other thing. And of course, usually something like that, you get religion and you decide I'm never going to be without my character sheet. So you would come up with the electronic solution. You would come up with D&D Beyond. Or if you have like OneNote on your phone and put your character in there, that's a good thing. Google Docs is another good thing because you can bring that up. Anything you can bring up on a cloud is a good thing because you will have your character sheet there. You know, PDFs, great to carry around on a tablet or a phone. You can have your character right there. So these are the solutions you have when you don't have your character sheet. And, you know, that's kind of a mundane thing to think about, but you got to think about it. So I hope that helps you, and I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com, or drop a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you for... Single donations go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. One of these days, people are going to do that. Wow. Let me thank these people who have contributed to me monthly. Gilbert Sars, Benjamin Brodell, and Jason from Moral Project. Thank you very much, guys. For other good podcasts, Dan Greggs, the Young, Y-U-N-G, Young Grognard podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.